Salt is something that most of us use daily to add flavour to otherwise boring food, or to enhance even further the flavour of the most delicious of foods. And yet, important though it is, it's something that we rarely think about. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. At some point back in antiquity, salt was likely more valuable than gold. These days, it's a cheap commodity. But if someone slipped some tasteless white powder into your salt shaker, of what use would it be to you? Zip, nada. You'd throw it out, which is the point that Jesus is making here, Mark chapter 9, verse 50. Salt is good, but if it loses its salty taste, you can't make it good again. So don't lose that good quality of salt that you have, and live in peace with each other. He's drawing a parallel there between the rich qualities of salt and the life of one of his followers. Anyone who believes in him, who lives their lives for him, has his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, dwelling in them. That gives us a dimension, a flavour to add to the lives of others. It's really quite unique. Sacrificial love, kindness, gentleness, wisdom, humility, adding a richness to their lives that goes beyond words. But if we don't allow Jesus to transform us, actually to become that person, to do those things, then our faith in him, his Spirit in us, are about as useful as tasteless white powder. Salt is good, but if it loses its salty taste, you can't make it good again. So don't lose that quality of salt that you have, and live in peace with one another. Friend, if you believe in Jesus, you are the salt he means to add to the lives of the lost and the hurting in this world. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Now, don't forget that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever needs you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.